Hello and welcome to Stories from a Small Blue Marble. My name is Brian Hancock and I'll be your storyteller. Before we get started, I wanted to thank you for listening. These stories are my life in small bite-sized chunks. I have had an incredibly charmed life and I'm happy that you're here with me to enjoy some of it. So let's get started. Sorry for the storycast interruption, but this is a good story. This is one about a man named Kias. Great ocean races always generate stories that become legend. Here's one for you. As a child, I was enamored by the Cape Town to Rio race, partly because it started from my country, South Africa, and ended in a faraway exotic destination, Brazil, the land of samba music, Copacabana Beach, and Caipirinhas. All the stuff that dreams are made of, especially for a teenage boy. I was 15 and it was my passion to track the boats as they sailed across the South Atlantic. Our local newspaper published their positions every day. Can you imagine they did that? And I had made a chart out of a poster board. Every afternoon, and I remember this so clearly, such a great childhood memory, I would plot the positions of each yacht and daydream that I was aboard one of them. There was this one entry that I was particularly intrigued by. It was a yacht by the name of Stormy. I think that I just liked the name of the boat and probably didn't know much about what was happening behind the scenes. The boat was owned by a Dutchman by the name of Kias Brunzeel. He was 72 years old and had made some cash, well, more than a little, in the plywood business, Brunzeel Plywood. Anyway, Mr. Brunzeel had a heart condition. His doctors warned him about taking on a challenge like a transatlantic yacht race. They say, and I know that it's a generalization and probably a stereotype, the Dutchmen are hard-headed, but Kias told them to stuff it and he was going to do the race anyway. I guess as a compromise, he took along a cardiac nurse and a burial at sea kit in case the worst happened. It didn't happen. Not only did Stormy win line honors by being the first to finish, they also won the race on handicap. But here's the kicker. Mr. Brunzeel went on to live for another 9 years. He was doing the Middle Sea Race, which is a race from Valletta, the capital of the island of Malta, up through the Straits of Messina, around Sicily and back to Malta, a distance of around 600 miles. He had stood his watch and then went down below to take a nap. That was where his crew found him 4 hours later when he didn't come up for his watch. Yes, he was dead. What a way to go, and what a legacy, and hats off to you, my friend. For all of my books, please go to www.brianhancockbooks.org. It's .org, not .com. There you'll find all of my books, my Substack blogs, stories, and very soon my podcasts. There'll be interviews with sailing legends, and I think you'll enjoy all of the content. So please check in and say hello, and thanks as always for listening.